Abdelaziz al-Hamza fled Syria to escape the Islamic State. He now lives in Berlin, in exile, but feels far from safe. The 27-year-old is a spokesman for Raqqa is being slaughtered silently, an activist group seeking to expose human rights abuses committed in the jihadists' capital city. The group was recently awarded an International Press Freedom Award for its efforts to show the world what is happening in Raqqa. But it's dangerous work. Islamic State has already killed at least 10 campaigners from the group. And thanks to his public profile in Germany, Abdelaziz is also on the hit list. And as he explains here, his activism has also made his family and friends back in Syria targets.
I'd be afraid only for 10 or 5 minutes every day when I get up. Because when I get up, I should check my mobile phone. I'd be afraid if anyone of my colleagues, my friends will be killed. I'm not care about my life anymore. After they controlled the city, they started to kill, to execute, to kidnap, to arrest, to do all the human rights violations. We publish other things on our social networks, so on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and we decided to named the campaign Raqqa's being slaughtered silently, first to show the suffering of the people there and trying to draw the attention, the international attention to the city. If you want to Google anything about Raqqa, you will find our materials first, our articles. So right now, there anyone who's thinking to join or to go to or travel to Syria or to join ISIS, he will think more than one time. And maybe a lot of them decided not to go because what they saw or what they read. I'm sure that we made ISIS crazy. For our group, they tried a lot. They did a lot of things. They started to cut off the Wi-Fi outside the internet cafe shops. Then they closed all the internet cafe shops. Then they spread security cams inside the city, all over the city, trying to catch us, to catch my colleagues inside the city. And they didn't succeed. And that's the reason why they started to target us outside. الله أكبر الله أكبر. For me, I'm Muslim, so and I believe that there is a God and there is Allah and whatever. And that's one of the reasons why I joined this campaign or why I was one of the co-founder or one of the founders of this campaign, because ISIS claimed that they are real Islam and they show the Islam in a bad photo. So for me, it was like a duty for my city first and second for to me as a Muslim to show that they are not a real Islam.
And a warm thanks to our DW colleague Paula Hensling, who interviewed Alhamza in Berlin and shared her sound with us. And if you'd like to see the man who is defying ISIS so openly, I suggest you tune into Paula's TV report featured in the DW show Global 3000. Just check out the website dw.com/global3000.